Yo, what it do, everybody? It's your man Dre, aka Dre on Wheels. I'm back at it again, you guys, man. Welcome back, everyone, to the 1130 podcast, Talk Pro Wrestling. What's good, everybody, going out there, man? Yo, it's time to talk some pro wrestling, man. I'm excited. You know what time it is, man? It's not 7:30, it's 11:30, man. Yes, use the hashtag, the 1130 podcast, and also Talk Pro Wrestling. Yo, got a great show lined up this week on Talk Pro Wrestling, man. But before I get into the show, thank everyone for tuning in. Everyone who's watching, man, here on YouTube. If you're new to the show, you're new to the podcast, definitely hit that like button down below. Smash that subscribe button. Like it. Like I said, leave a comment. And don't forget to follow the 1130 podcast on all social media platforms. But you guys, like I said, man, it's time to talk some pro wrestling. Man, we're going to be chatting on the latest that's been going down in the world of pro wrestling, man, for real. Yo, we're going to get into it, man. I'm actually trying to get everything together and get the graphics going, man. That's why I'm kind of like stalling, though. But nonetheless, okay, you guys, we're going to get into it. Our first topic, man. Yo, I know we're on the road to WrestleMania, and there's a lot of things heating up, man. And they're going to be in SoFi Stadium in LA. Huge crowd, huge record of tickets has been sold. And it was like one guy who made their debut, well, who made their return back to WWE late last year, and it was actually at Extreme Rules. Some of you guys may know who I'm talking about. Yes, I'm talking about, well, this guy, you guys. Yes, Bray Wyatt, you guys. Yes, Bray Wyatt, man, he's nowhere to be found, man. I gotta say, this is one of the biggest letdowns in recent, you know, memories. And maybe he still got something up his sleeve. Maybe it's something personal that he's taking some time off. He wasn't seen at this past weekend's WWE Big House Show in Madison Square Garden that they do a couple of times every year. And the creative have no plans for Bray Wyatt, though. Now, to hear that, and yeah, I know it's out there, it could be rumors, hearsay, hearsay, or whatever the case may be. But you guys, man, like Bray Wyatt, man, his return back to WWE at Extreme Rules, man, after not seeing him for a long time. And I think prior to seeing him, the last matchup we did see him at was at WrestleMania, I believe taking on Randy Orton and that whole Alexa Bliss, you know, saga or whatnot. And of course, we haven't seen Alexa Bliss, you know, in some time too. But, you know, Bray Wyatt, though, man, you know, with everything, everybody want to know, what was this, you know, formation that Bray Wyatt had, this formation that Bray Wyatt created, you know, when he came back and seen the real life Firefly Funhouse characters, let me get it right, and you start seeing different vignettes, and oh, it's Uncle Howdy, and just some of these mysterious things that have been going on for some time. And I mean, the pitch black match, I don't know how, you know, some of you, most of you guys feel out there on how Bray Wyatt and or how this pitch black matchup was presented to all the fans at WWE and at this event at the Royal Rumble, you know, because it was made on that Friday Night SmackDown. It threw me for a loop that Bray Wyatt, you know, said he was going to go out to Brock Lesnar and he was going to go out to Bobby Lashley, you know, the night before, I believe, what, the Royal Rumble? No, Elimination Chamber. Elimination Chamber, yeah, the night before Elimination Chamber, he said, okay, man, I'm going to go after, you know, Brock Lesnar, or I'm going to go after Bobby Lashley. And Extreme Rules came, because my old predictions for that was that that match was going to end in a DQ, in which, you know, it did. It ended in a DQ, but it was seemed like it was just cut off. Like, Brock and Bobby, that it just finished abruptly, and it was like Bray Wyatt was going to, you know, come in, but hearing that they pitched also Bray Wyatt to Brock Lesnar, and he turned it down, and Brock Lesnar accepted the challenge, or, you know, threw out the challenge to Omos or whatnot. So, you know, what's going on with that is that. But Bray Wyatt, man, have not seen him in some time. And the fact that, you know, no creative plans has, you know, even came up, you know, for Bray Wyatt. Maybe he may have a spot. Maybe he may do something theatrical at WrestleMania. We just don't know. It's all speculations, though. But Bray Wyatt, no plans for him for WrestleMania. And I think a lot of people were very, very excited, man. Hell, my little man out there, he was excited. Even though he was like, you know, some months when Bray Wyatt, you know, came back. But, man, just, I think, man, I don't know. The whole Uncle Howdy thing is just, you know, I don't know. I don't know. I don't know the whole Bobby Lashley going versus Uncle Howdy. I really don't know. Not one bit. Not one bit, you guys. For real. But one thing I do know, you guys, that today that I'm recording this is Thursday, you guys. Obviously, this comes out on Friday. Happy Friday to everyone. But it's 316 day. And, of course, I had a couple of guests that I was going to chat with them and also give them their thoughts on not only 316 day, but their favorite Stone Cold Steve Austin moment, man. You know, throw up some Steve Weisers. What? I said throw up some Steve Weisers. What? You know, 316 day, man. Give it up to Stone Cold Steve Austin. I know one awkward 316 day was 316 day in 2020, man, where Stone Cold, man, had to come out there the week and it was. The week prior was the last Monday Night Raw in Washington, D.C. And the next week, because of the pandemic, had shut down everything. And they went to the Performance Center and started doing everything. So that week that it was 316 day, Stone Cold had to go out there, man, with no crowd and do his stick. Never before like that. I think it was rough watching. And obviously, you know, getting Byron Saxton in it and commentary in it a little bit, but boy, oh boy, I'm pretty sure, you know, looking back at it, it would have been great having Stone Cold in Washington, D.C. that last Raw, you know, going into that pandemic, you know, knowing that he got to come out there with no crowd. But, man, oh, man, yeah, 316 day, man, Stone Cold Steve Austin, this is my guy, man, big, big Stone Cold fan. I got to ask you guys, man, what are some of your favorite 316 moments, man. Favorite Stone Cold moment. I know a lot of people would say the beer bash with the McMahons. I know a lot of people would say, you know, the whole McMahon saga or his rivalries, you know, with The Rock at WrestleMania or, you know, the store brawl between Stone Cold Steve Austin and Booker T. Like, what? You want milk? Like, oh, man, just putting them up on a little cash register, up on a little joint, like, yeah, about to check out with his ass. Like, oh, man, like, but Austin 316, man, has so many great moments, man, throughout his career. I love the time where WWE were experimenting or doing these things with mainstream artists with the albums and stuff. And Disturbia, man, Disturbia was it, man. Disturbia was it. And I hope I'm saying their name right, man. Glass Shatter. Bro, that was the song, man. And it was on Forcible Entry. I bought that joint. Yes, Disturbia actually did that, but it was a Forcible Entry. And I love when Stone Cold came to the ring on that joint, man. That was it. That was it. Like it, man. I loved it. I loved it. Another thing, obviously, the moment with Stone Cold and The Rock had they sing off in the middle of the ring, and you can't really find it on WWE Network or Peacock because I guess they had the rights to that song. You just hear live. You can catch it on. You can find it on YouTube or whatnot. But yo, man, it was awesome. So I definitely love it, man. Big fan of Stone Cold. I love that he came back for one match last year at WrestleMania, taking on Never Stop Fighting, man. I'm gonna say Never Giving Up. That's John Cena thing. Keep on fighting. That's what it is from KO. So yeah, man, that was awesome. You know, Stone Cold always said, man, I would never come out of retirement unless it's for the right thing or the right story. And I didn't feel like Kevin Owens, you know, that was a legit story. It was just like, you know, I'm going to call you out. He had more story going on with Seth Rollins than he actually did with Stone Cold. You feel me? So But hey, man, Stone Cold coming out there doing his thing for the KO show and having the matchup main eventing night one. And you guys, man, we are big, big, big speculations, man, that this guy right here, let me talk to you. Yeah. LA Knight, man. LA Knight, boy, man, this guy is on fire. Had a fantastic matchup this past week on Monday Night Raw with Cody Rhodes. And it's been pitched, it's been going around, it's been circling around, and it's not been confirmed yet. We're about 2 weeks away from WrestleMania, about a little under 3 weeks from WrestleMania, and it's been speculation that LA Knight, man, yeah, I said LA Knight, man, let me talk to you, is possibly is going to face Stone Cold Steve Austin at a WrestleMania. Man, like, you guys, man, like, you come on, though. I mean, this guy has, like, haven't been on the main roster more than a year. He been doing his thing down in NXT. Went down there that long. He had the fantastic rivalry with Cameron Grimes, which we haven't seen him in some time in a while, too, as I, you know, just think about it. But Cameron Grimes and also with Ted DiBiase with the Million Dollar Championship. So, man, like, you guys, man, I mean, I don't even know, should I ask this question, like, what is it? I know what is it. This guy just got it. I talked about it numerous of times, how this guy was on The Hero and, you know, learning from The Rock and being under, you know, The Rock for some time. And, man, just being around the business, he's been an extra for the company. You can go back and find it on YouTube. Man, just like, LA Knight got it, and he is the future. I mean, my guy's like 40 years old. I mean, you know, around that time, your career is sort of winding down in the wrestling business. In any, you know, sports, you know, business, athletic, you know, wise, you know, it's kind of like winding down. Your career is winding down. So I think, man, they know that LA Knight got it, and the whole, yeah, let me talk to you, man, is taking – It's taking over slowly but shortly, man. It's the new what. And for real, we all tired of the what. I mean, one of the most prestigious and awesome times in history of our business, you know, the Attitude Era, and right after that was the Ruthless Aggression Era. So, you know, I think the promo battles itself, you know, is going to be marvelous. So if Stone Cold don't take on, if they don't announce it, it's probably going to be something like more so how they did last year, where LA Knight come out there, does his stick, man, I ain't got a match, y'all put me up in Bray, you know, do all this thing, and Stone Cold come out there and he challenge to a match, and then Stone Cold, you know, open up a can of whoop ass on LA Knight, man. I think that's exactly how it's going to go, man. But yo, I'm thrilled. I'm really thrilled to hear about LA Knight possibly sharing the ring with a legend like Stone Cold Steve Austin. We've seen him share the ring with a legend in The Undertaker in Raw 30. You know, like, man, like, come on, man. Come on. And when I say when they do stuff like this and put you in certain situations, win the company, win the machine, get behind you and put you in, you know, these certain situations, man. It's nothing, man. This man, come on, man. The sky's the limit, bro. The sky is the limit, man. You just gotta perform and do your thing, and I'ma keep saying it. And sometime from now, everybody gonna look back at it and be like, "Yo, you was right, man." Yes, LA Knight is he got that Rock Stone Cold like, you know, but he's LA Knight. He's not the next Stone Cold, the next Rock. But man, when he get on the mic and you can tell, and just a little bit of his selling. If you watch Stone Cold, you watch The Rock, and also the promos, you will understand what I'm talking about. Trust me, I tell you, you're going to understand what I'm talking about. Yo, man, we're going to move on here on the 1130 podcast. Speaking of WrestleMania, you guys, yes, WrestleMania weekend is the WWE Hall of Fame, and this year, first inductee of the 2023 WWE Hall of Fame, you guys, is none other than the 619 legendary luchador. I didn't know which one I wanted to say first. I was trying to say both of them, legendary and luchador. Rey Mysterio, man. Yo, when this popped up on the screen last Friday night, yo, man, I was like, wow. It's like, man, all your childhood guys that you watched growing up, from Rey Mysterio, Kurt Angle, Undertaker, you know, just all these legendary names, especially lately, are going into the Hall of Fame, man. Really gone into the Hall of Fame. There's nothing else for Rey Mysterio to do. He celebrated 20 years of being in the WWE last year on Monday Night Raw. And we have been seeing over the last couple of years that Rey Mysterio has came back to action and came back to WWE. He brought along his son, Dominic. Yes, you guys, he brought along his son, Dominic Mysterio, which everyone, man, was like, yo, this guy is green, man. This guy is green. He need to go down to NXT, man. Like, and to be real with you, if Rey Mysterio wasn't his father, oh, trust and believe, he would have went down to NXT. But since Rey Mysterio is his father, he want to learn and sort of, you know, train him at the same time while he learned it under his privileges. You know, he didn't want to, because, you know, the guys at NXT, the guys and girls at NXT, they're all under one location in a way. I mean, majority of them may, you know, stay in Florida because all the house shows are in Florida. NXT is in, you know, in Florida. So it's pretty the same people who come to the shows each and every week at that NXT jump. So giving Dominic this big experience, such as being on the road, you're seeing different people, you're in different cities, different towns each and every week, you're on shows Saturday, Sunday, for, you know, like different shows, man. So him giving them that, especially, you know, I think for Rey Mysterio, kind of like gave him gave him some breathing room, because knowing that his son was gonna, you know, follow in his footsteps and come in WWE, you know, I figured that's why, you know, he was on the main roster. But boy, oh boy, before this whole Judgment Day thing between with Dominic Mysterio and, you know, Rhea Ripley, Finn, and Priest, I mean, Dom was a little lost. And the whole thing with his father was okay. You know, seeing father, first time father and son tag team champs, I thought that was, you know, awesome. I mean, come on, you don't really get to see that. You know, you've seen some guys work with their fathers. You've seen Rock work with his father, you know, Rocky Johnson. You've seen Randy Orton in a way. Work with his father, sort of in a way, not necessarily one-on-one, but, you know, managing or just Wolf and The Rock's position. I think they were a tag team for a hot moment or so. But I think this is awesome, man, you know, and the whole storyline that my man Dom down with the prison, but actually was only in jail for a couple of nights. I mean, not even a couple of nights, a couple of hours, though. A couple of hours, and now he walking around with a teardrop, and he's just supposed to be so hard. And, man, if you say another word, I'm going to do you like I did the guys in the clink, man. Like, it's so entertaining, man, and I'm definitely love it. It's a character. It's something that you can latch on with Dominic Mysterio, because before then, to be honest with you, nobody gave a shit about Dominic. Nobody cared about Dominic. Come on. I mean, Priest, he's the big man. He was just down in NXT. Prior to that, he was teaming with Bad Bunny at WrestleMania. So everybody was like, man, Bad Bunny stole the spotlight from Priest in his first Mania. And then Finn, he just came back up from NXT after being NXT champion. So it was like, what's new with Finn? And obviously, Rhea Ripley, mommy, man, just, you know, just been killing it and been, you know, grinding on the main roster, you guys, though. But Dom, man, I'm loving everything that's going on. Kind of like went all around the world with that. But it's been thrown out that Rey Mysterio challenged his son, man. Challenged his father. Rey Mysterio last week on SmackDown. We're going to see what happens this week on SmackDown. And we saw what happened on Monday Night Raw, how he grilled them and how he sort of, you know, trash-talked them. And, like, you were never there, you know, this Hall of Fame. Are you glad you got this Hall of Fame? You know, you missed all these birthdays. And you didn't, you know, you wouldn't been a dad to me. And, you know, all these horrible things that you could say to your dad, or someone would think of to say to their dad, Dominic said to his dad, Rey Mysterio, on Monday night, and it's been seen on Friday Night SmackDown last week that Santos is also getting the rub from Rey Mysterio. You know, Santos is also, from Mexico and stuff. So I think that is awesome, man. Also, so is Ryo Mendoza. I'm pretty sure you go by another name right now. But, yo, man, I'm digging this. I'm digging where this is going. And I love that they didn't announce or didn't play with this match early on. And when I mean play with this match, I mean, like, throw it out there early on in the way. I love how this story was building up for months and months and months, you guys. Man, this story, what was it? Thanksgiving. They ruined their Thanksgiving. They ruined their Christmas. They ruined their New Year's. Like, it was so much things that they kept putting out there on social media over time. And I was just like, it was Valentine's Day. And Dominic and Rhea, you know, having a dinner. And Dom Dom, like, he gets spooked out because the cops coming because he's an ex-com. He get out of there. So Rhea got to pay for the bill, you know. And we seeing Rhea in these big roles taking on the guys and stuff. So, yo, I'm loving it, man, where it's going. So, obviously, Rey Mysterio is going to come out and just go ahead and just accept the challenge to his son, Rey Mysterio, which I agree they should not touch until WrestleMania. I mean, the story is already heavy. Like, they don't need to. I mean, but they sort of already, I mean, Dominic already kind of, like, you know, has been antagonizing over and over and over and over again. So, you know, I mean, I'm loving this. I'm loving it. We're going to go. I always say, I don't know if anybody remember, but I'm pretty sure you guys do. If you don't, WWE will not let you forget, in a way, some things. But WrestleMania 21 in LA, you guys, the opening match was Eddie Guerrero versus Rey Mysterio. They killed it. I believe this year's at WrestleMania 39, the opening match should be Dominic Mysterio and Rey Mysterio, and they should kill it, man. It's going to be a matchup that people just was like, you know, I think this is really going to get Dominic over the hump that, you know, he need, you know. But man, oh man, shout out to, once again, Rey Mysterio for coming the first inductee in the 2023 WWE Hall of Fame. Another guy, you guys, yes, another gentleman that is also, let me get it right. Hopefully I got it up here. Another gentleman. I'm just going to go ahead and say it. Okay, we got it right here. Another gentleman, you guys. The Great Muta. It was announced this past Wednesday on WWE's The Bump that he is the second inductee into the WWE Hall of Fame, you guys. Yes. The Great Muta recently, hanged up his boots and stuff. So, yo, man, this is going to be awesome. They are in LA, so it's going to be a big, big, massive Latino fan base there. We've seen it at the kickoff little pre-party show back in, I believe it was August. I mean, excuse me, not August, but October or November. You know, so it's going to be great, man. It's really going to be great. So WrestleMania is coming up, man. I am definitely excited. Speaking of WrestleMania, as we're talking about WrestleMania, possibly we may see LA Knight versus Stone Cold Steve Austin at WrestleMania. Man, Rey Mysterio versus Dominic at WrestleMania. It was announced this past week on Monday Night Raw that, you guys, we are going to see this match at WrestleMania, you guys. Yes, it is Edge. Yes, Edge has returned, and he's putting the end to Finn Balor. Now, this is a little updated graphic, you know, a little sort of fantasy in a way, but it's definitely a Hell in a Cell match. I don't know if the Demon is going to. He mentioned on Monday Night Raw, man, like, hell can't handle my demons. Like, ooh, I was like, okay, all right, I dig it. But Finn Balor, will he, you know, fight as the Demon? and Edge. Will he be rude, Edge? We don't know. But hey, Edge taking on Finn Balor at WrestleMania, man. I'm freaking excited for that, man. Speaking of freaking, yo, Seth freaking Rollins, baby. Whoa. Okay, yeah, I ain't that great at it, though. But that, I love it. I love it, man. Seth Rollins is going to take it on Logan Paul, which I'm excited for, man. You guys, just, you know, matches that have been confirmed for WrestleMania. We've seen Damage Control beat up my girl Trish Stratus on Monday Night Raw. I was not excited about that at all, man. Like, that is my girl. I mean, Trish is the number one favorite female wrestler of all time. And on the male side, you got The Rock. Like, don't mess with neither one of them, though. And I was a little upset when they did that to Trish, though. But we got Trish, Lita, and Becky teaming up to take on Bayley, Dakota Kai, and Io Sky of Damage Control. I know Io Sky and Dakota Kai, along with Bayley, though, as well. But just Dakota and Io are thrilled that they are in this match with Lita and Trish Stratus. So, man, that is awesome. Oh, man, speaking of awesome, we got, you guys, Austin Theory, which we've seen a new entrance from him this week on Monday Night Raw. Hey, and look at that. Look at that. You better, Jay, you better thank John Cena for that, Austin Theory. You better thank John Cena for that one. Oh, real fast, though, man. The week prior, John Cena lit a fire under Austin Theory's ass, drilled him in the promo, and the week prior, he come out here and they got a new cool intro. Okay. I dig it. I dig it, man. WrestleMania is definitely heating up. And The Miz, man. The Miz is, he's the host. He's the host of WrestleMania, man. Miz. Bianca Belair taking on Asuka, you guys. Yes, that's going to be a great one. And boy, this past Monday night on Raw, seeing Omos, you know, kind of like, you know, overshadow Brock Lesnar in a way. You never seen Brock Lesnar sort of get tossed out of the ring and just walk away, let alone someone, you know, who was like that tall. I mean, yeah, we seen the Big Show, and, you know, but Omos, man, he big, man. Let's see what he can do. Let's see what he can do at WrestleMania, man. I'm loving it. I'm loving it. A couple of weeks away. And, of course, Rhea Ripley taking on Charlotte Flair in the big matchup, you guys, that has everyone talking. Roman Reigns. Yes, the Tribal Chief, Roman Reigns, against Cody Rhodes, you guys. Yes, man, Cody Rhodes is doing his thing, man. He's on fire. The guy's on fire. He's hot. Everyone loving him, man, for real. His song, his theme song, was stuck in my damn head, man, following SmackDown in D.C. a couple of weeks ago. Like, it's still stuck in my head. The whole, whoa, and then the power rolls go off. I'm like, okay, that's the new theme song right there going around. But much respect to Cody Rhodes. I know everyone's excited that WWE 2K23 is out right now, and they ain't got a great Cody Rhodes this year around. Because last year, I'm pretty sure he was like the most creative guy in the damn game. But yeah, man, just much respect to Cody Rhodes. Much respect to what he's trying to accomplish and what he looked forward to accomplishing post-WrestleMania and at WrestleMania, man. So, like, big respect to the guy. But what I do want to say, and I've been saying it over some time, man. I've definitely been saying it over some time. I'm still leaning on the Tribal Chief for this matchup between Roman Reigns and Cody Rhodes. Now, you guys, would WWE be a fool to have Cody lose? Maybe. Who knows? Will it be smart to have Roman Reigns? Maybe. Who knows? I don't know. But I'm just saying, though, the way this story is going, man, and Roman Reigns is going to be on Raw this coming Monday night. So it's going to be very interesting. You haven't been on Raw since the whole Sami Zayn little thing. So this is going to be interesting to see where it goes. I'm still leaning on the Tribal Chief retaining the gold. It's been some TikToks going around. I wish I had a video. Actually, I'm probably going to edit a video in here where it's been going around on TikTok and everybody. You know, got these videos where, you know, one, two, three, and the caption is, you know, what if this happens at WrestleMania? Roman Reigns, Cody Rhodes, and Roman defeating Cody Rhodes, man. And people faces, some more than that are shocked. And a few was like, I told you so. But I feel like, man, the needle mover, the greatest in a different level, the greatest on a different level in God mode, the Tribal Chief Roman Reigns, is going to walk into his 7th WrestleMania main event. I said 7. Nobody has done that ever, man. The only person who's come close, the only person I can think of, is Hulk Hogan. Hulk Hogan. And I believe Hulk Hogan may have been at WrestleMania 1. He may have been at WrestleMania 2. He may have been at WrestleMania 3. He may have been at... Okay, well, who these guys were... Okay, he may have been at WrestleMania 1 with... He teamed up with Mr. T to take on Paul Orndorff and... I forgot who was his tag team partner. Can't even think of it. Roddy Piper. How did I not? Roddy Piper. Main event number 2, I think Hulk Hogan took on, I want to say it was King Kong Bundy in a cage match. In a cage match, I believe, for the WWF Championship. WrestleMania 3, Hogan and Andre. 4, Hogan and Randy Savage. WrestleMania 5, he didn't main event that one. WrestleMania 6 was in Toronto. So I'm up to 5. Yeah, and WrestleMania 6 was in Toronto. He did that with Ultimate Warrior. WrestleMania 7, he main evented that with Sergeant Slaughter. That's six. Hulk Hogan only main evented 6 WrestleManias. So for Roman Reigns to surpass them, and I know a lot of people are like, well, The Undertaker is 20-something. Well, The Undertaker hasn't been in 20-something main events, you know, the last match at WrestleMania. So, man, you know, that is, man, come on, man, God mode all the way, man. Give it up to the Tribal Chief, yo, man, for real. So that is dope, man. That is dope. Stone Cold can't say that. The Rock can't say that. Nobody else can. But Roman Reigns, you guys. But that's dope. That is dope. Like I said, you guys, I'm still on the edge between this whole Roman Reigns, Cody Rhodes match. You know, what's going to happen? Is it going down? You know, I don't know. I feel like this story is just shot on its edges, man. And obviously, we've seen over the last couple of weeks, when I mean this story is shot on its edges, we seen Jey Uso come back. I talked about it last week and stunned the whole world on one of the dopest endings to a Monday Night Raw in some time, where Jey Uso came back, brushed off his brother, hugged Sammy, super kicked Sammy, and, you know, man, his family over everything, man. And when he threw Jey in the ring, man, it was something else. When he threw Jey in the ring and Jimmy got right on top of him, he said, nah, man, this is my meat. Like an animal, bro. You know how animals be fighting over their meat, bro? Over their food? It was like Jey came in there and was like, man, this is my shit. You feel me? Jey has been, I'm talking about, man, you want to talk about entertainment and talking about putting on a performance? Jey Uso has been putting on a performance, hell, since 2020, since the whole Bloodline, the beginning of it, where Roman and Jey went one-on-one and had in the cell. So this story is going, I don't know where it's going, but I'm loving it though. Then with the addition to Sami Zayn, we didn't see him on Monday Night Raw because also we did. We seen him fight alongside with Cody Rhodes. But Kevin Owens just don't want to team with him. And like I said before, man, I wouldn't want to team with you neither, man. You kind of like, you know, ran your big mouth. That was your family. You in the Bloodline. Nah, bro. And then not only that, man, I had a big matchup with Stone Cold last year. Now I got to come back this year, and then I'm in a tag team match. I mean, okay, but I'm not really happy, though. I mean, the story is wonderful. Don't get me wrong. But actually, it's really Sami Zayn's story. I'm just adding on, you know how the credits in the beginning of a movie, you know, is starring the Bloodline, Roman Reigns, Jey Uso, Jimmy Uso, Solo Sikoa, excuse me, Roman Reigns, Paul Heyman, Jey Uso, Jimmy Uso, Solo Sikoa, and or with Sami Zayn. I mean, excuse me, no, Sami Zayn and or with Kevin Owens. That's what the story was, man. That's the story. So, I mean, I feel like, you know, Kevin Owens, man, like, no, you do that yourself. But, you know, it's going to culminate with those guys are going to team up and give the Bloodline a run for their money at WrestleMania, you guys, man, for real. Yo, man, it's been a great show, man. I'm loving it. We're on the road to WrestleMania, and we're not through. Before we wrap it up here, this past Wednesday night on AEW Dynamite, boy, oh boy, the opening of the Dynamite, man, that was some good shit. I don't know about you guys, but boy, that was some good shit. The Four Pillars in AEW, man, I'm talking about the originals. This wasn't an AEW guy going up against a WWE guy. This wasn't two WWE guys going up against each other. This was all four originals, starting with the AEW world champion MJF. And I was talking to my good buddy Warren Marlowe a couple of weeks ago on who you think would be a good champ, a good challenger for MJF's championship. And the first person I said was Darby Allin. You know, I mean, excuse me, not Darby Allin, was Jungle Boy. Jungle Boy would be, a great one. Won this match at Revolution and stuff, as well as Hangman, because Warren Marlowe said Hangman, but it seemed like Hangman's still busy doing some other things. But this one right here, you guys, the start of the show with MJF come out there. They're in Canada, so I'm not too familiar, but I'm not too sure. I'm not going to say no wrong words. I don't know what it was, though. But, it seemed like he was doing a little bit musical chairs, but with one chair almost had his ass up in the air and almost dropped him. But, every guy came out there, man, and said what they had to say, man, for real. MJF was really throwing a celebration on AEW Dynamite, which was a really awesome. But yeah, everybody out there, man, came out there, had a mic, said what they had to say. From Jungle Boy saying what he had to say, man. Some guys will probably get 60 minutes on the show. Come on, Darby said it. Jungle Boy, he did it. I'm thinking I'm getting these names mixed up. Also, Sammy Guevara, people, was listening to him, but they weren't giving a shit about Sammy. They were still booing him throughout all his whole story. They was like, yeah, okay, boo. But I'm loving this, man, and this should be an incredible matchup. Will this be a fatal four-way? Will MJF send these three guys through hoops as he always do his challengers? Will Darby have to take on Jungle Boy and Sammy Guevara, and the winner takes on MJF, but MJF says, okay, so you the winner, okay, cool, you gotta run through more hoops to see if you can beat me, or whatever the case was. So you never know, but I'm loving this right here, the Four Pillars of AEW and how it opened up the show this past Wednesday on Dynamite. It was awesome, man. Dynamite was definitely dope. We seen Valerie, I'm saying her name probably so wrong. She was at NXT. I can't even think of her name. She was also in Impact Wrestling, too. I think her contract expired. And so she came over to AEW, man. So hopefully she could give Jade Cargill some run for her money, man. For real. She's been champ for a while. So, like, let's go. Come on. That match did not last long at all, man. Great six-man tag team match to end the show. It was great, man. Great, great, great wrestling all the way around. And also coming up this week, shout out to my guy Warren Marlowe. We predicted on the podcast last week between the Fatal 5-Way match. We said it's going to come down to Drew and Sheamus and how they were going to do it. Why did the other referee needed to get in the ring to count 1, 2, 3? Why the other referee couldn't just stay outside the ring and do his job, though? You feel me? If one referee is in the ring count 1, 2, 3, it's not no need for you to get in the ring and count 1, 2, 3. Now you're causing a whole big old commotion now. So now these two's got to go off and fight. And whoever wins is going to take on Gunther for the Intercontinental Championship at WrestleMania. Yeah, I said WrestleMania. It's going down, man. It's definitely going down. Hall of Fame is coming up. A lot of big wrestling events also Supercard, Ring of Honor. They also announced it that the Forbidden Door 2 is coming back this June, you guys. It's going to be in Toronto. So that's going to be awesome, man. Big events coming up, man. Really big events coming up. Man, this has been a great, great show talking some pro wrestling, man. I had a guest. I had my guy, Gator Live. He was going to be joining me here. He has some issues, man. Definitely had some issues that he ran into. But, yo, shout out to my guy, Gator Live. You know, I can always talk pro wrestling anytime, man. Anytime of the day. But you guys, man, the next episode of Talk Pro Wrestling will be live, man. Wednesday, Commission Talks. We back at it. We got the boys, Juan Marlowe, Eric the Joker, and more. We going at it strong. So let's go, man. Shout out to the guys. They killed it this week. I took a week off. Had some things I had to do. But once again, man, shout out to the guys and keep killing it, man. For real. Great show. Before I head on out of here, don't forget to follow the 1130 Podcast on all social media platforms. Follow me on Twitter at the 1130 Podcast. Like the 1130 Podcast on Facebook. If you haven't done so this entire episode, man, hit the subscribe button down below. Follow me on TikTok and Instagram at the 1130 Podcast _. And also appreciate everyone for tuning in to the live episode of Beyond 1130, you guys, this past week. And if you haven't checked it out, go check it out, man, for real. Also, check out this week's episode of the podcast show, the 1130 Podcast Show. And yo, man, tune in to Good Pods, man. If you're listening to your podcast on Good Pods, follow the 1130 Podcast, Talk Pro Wrestling on Good Pods, man, for real. I'm about to get on out of here. I'm thirsty. For real. Yo, it's been a great one. Shout out to everyone who listen and support, man. For real. Yo, the podcast link for the merch is down below. Cop it. Get at it, man. Appreciate you guys. Support all the way, man. Yo, it's your man Dre, a.k.a. Dre on Wheels. Stay safe. Stay blessed, man. Give all the glory to God. Until next time, I'm out.